My name is Saman. I'm originally from Michigan. Okay. But I moved to New York about a month ago. I am a non-traditional student who's kind of moved around the country, done various jobs, gone through college on and off. I just got done with my degree in biology. So I decided this is one of my favorite cities in the entire world, so why not move here, you know? Kind of figure out what I'm going to do from there. I like to believe that I'm very socially active, and issues of social justice are really important to me. I initially got involved with the Troy Davis protests and the rallies, and those protests kind of converged with the Wall Street protests after he was executed, unfortunately. And I actually had an encounter with NYPD where I was kind of grabbed from behind the barricades and tossed on the ground. I was physically kind of... I was physically hurt. I had to go to the ER the next day to get x-rays. But basically just that encounter with NYPD and seeing how just seeing the excessive use of force against peaceful protesters, that just really did not sit well with me. You know, to me, that's not the kind of country this is. That is not the kind of country it should be, especially after the civil rights movement, especially after so many people have fought and given us the rights to be able to live in a peaceful society, in a multicultural society. So I thought it was very important to get involved and be here, because I think people of all kinds of backgrounds need to be here. They need to represent themselves. They need to represent the interests of the majority, the 99%. I have been here on and off for the past 3 weeks. This is my third night here. The two nights that I've been here before, I did not sleep a minute. I wasn't planning on sleeping necessarily. I'd rather people who, you know, are here from far use the space and the resources to sleep here. I live in Brooklyn. It's not too far for me. But the two nights that I was here, one night I was kind of soaked because it was raining. I didn't sleep a minute, but you know what? It was worth it. I think it's a really long process. I honestly think it's a really long process. I think there are a lot of things that need to be fixed in this country with domestic policy and foreign policy. I think this is a good start. I just hope that it doesn't turn into something where a natural disaster happens, you know, we're really all into it, and then a couple months down the line, you know, it's not in the news anymore. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a very long process.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.